Hello, this is Kathleen Maxwell Ramby, and welcome to The Gathering, bringing God into everyday life. I'm taking a short break from my regular teachings, which will resume Tuesday, January 28th at the Kroc Center in Kerrville. Don't worry, if you can't make it to the Kroc Center, you can catch it by podcast. Stay tuned. Today's podcast is Perspective, Presence, and Peace. It's a short article that I wrote for the local newspaper, so sit back, relax, and enjoy. Perspective, presence, and peace. As we move into a new decade in 2020, there are several things I want to take with me into the new decade and year. These will help me navigate the days ahead. These are things I have historically seen have produced stability and joy in my life. They are perspective, presence, and peace. When something changes or negative happens in our lives, our natural tendency can be to see it with blurred vision instead of 20/20 vision. We can often jump to incorrect conclusions or fear when things change or do not turn out the way we want. I received an email the other day from an organization I'm a part of, and it stated changes that will begin in 2020. My first response was, "Oh no, this is not good, and it's not going to work for me." I stewed a few minutes as I didn't like the change, and then I asked God how He saw the situation. I felt God show me how this change could benefit me and sharpen me in areas. My heart became peaceful, and my perspective was adjusted. 427 times, the Bible makes the statement, "This is what the Lord says." So I think we need to consistently ask God for His vision of things. Asking God for His perspective gives us peace, guides us, and helps us grow in our lives. I'm taking God's presence and abiding with Him with me into 2020. I have felt God encourage me recently to abide more in Him. The word abide means to stay connected or indicates an intimate, close relationship. It also means staying in God's presence. John 15 talks about abiding in Christ and all of its benefits. Stepping into His presence throughout the day, taking time to tell God I love Him and seeking Him, and even keeping a worship song in my heart helps me to stay connected. John 15 verse 9 says, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love." Reminding ourselves that no matter what happens, we are dearly loved by God, keeps us connected to God, and keeps our hearts safe. After losing my late husband, my world was shaken. I didn't feel like I knew very much, but I knew in my heart God loved me, and that made me feel secure. I plan to remain in His love each day of 2020. Life is not always secure, and in those times, hanging on to peace that has been given to us by Jesus is critical. Colossians 3:15 states, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you are called to peace, and be thankful." Peace is a choice. We can choose to let it govern our hearts in times of crisis and change, or not. God is not a dictator. He's a great provider and has given us the gift of peace. Some of the things that can rob us of our peace are bitterness, unforgiveness, negativity, fear, and disappointments. I'm leaving those things behind and making a choice to not carry them into 2020 and the new decade. Now let me ask you, what things do you need to leave behind? These things, bitterness, unforgiveness, negativity, fear, and disappointments, will not serve us well. They're a takeaway from our emotional bank account. Jeremiah 33:3 states, "Call unto me, and I will answer you and show you great and unsearchable things that you do not know." In that need that God wants to show us how to navigate the days ahead. God loves relationship with us and I feel each circumstance we face is about our relationship with God and others. God has the answers and loves to walk with us in everyday life. I feel there are so many opportunities ahead for us in 2020 when we partner with Him each day. Will you join me? If you've loved this podcast, I'd like for you to consider becoming a patron or clicking the button Patronage on this podcast. My heart is to share my life stories of how God wants to be a part of our everyday life through real experiences with Him. I want people's hearts to be encouraged, healed, set free, and strengthened as they listen. I have chosen not to charge for my podcast, as I know some can't afford it, and yet I trust God to speak to those that can, that they will join our team and support this ministry. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I ask God to richly bless you in the days ahead, in 2020, and in the new decade. Join me next week. This is Kathleen Maxwell-Ramby.